From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office on Wednesday on his decision to drop out of the 2024 Democratic re-election bid. Biden posted on X he will speak on what lies ahead and how he'll finish the job for the American people. Biden will speak at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. The director of the Secret Service is stepping down from her job following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump that unleashed outcry about how the agency tasked with protecting the current and former presidents could fail in its core mission. Kimberly Cheadle had served as the director since August 2022. Cheadle had faced growing calls to resign. Former President Donald Trump tells Fox News he thinks the Democratic Party kept President Biden's condition under wraps.
You had people that lied to the American public. And I tell you what, you ought to take a look at his doctors because his doctors keep giving him this wonderful report. I'm not a doctor, but I saw him the other day, was unable to get up the children's stairs going Air Force One.
Trump says Biden's doctors gave him great reports, even though he claims Biden was visible in a visible decline. Trump's VP pick, J.D. Vance, tells Fox News that if the Democrats think Biden can't handle the campaign, then he can't handle being president. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is under the microscope down in D.C. Lisa G. has the details.
The Senate Ethics Committee has started a review of Senator Bob Menendez's conduct following his conviction on federal bribery charges. The panel voted to look into whether the veteran New Jersey Democrat violated Senate rules. The committee could recommend Menendez be censured or expelled. The move could put further pressure on Menendez to step down, or it could lead to the Senate expelling him from the chamber. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Do the clouds come back for Wednesday? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I know this nebulous, unsettled forecast makes it hard to plan outdoor activities, but here's the bottom line. Two more days of unsettled weather conditions, clouds, high humidity, and on and off rain. Just over 48 hours from now, we'll transition to drier weather and much drier air. Tonight, we get wet again. Pockets of rain return, probably heavy at times through the overnight hours. Lows in the lower 70s. That'll generally wrap up tomorrow morning, but we'll still see a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day for your Wednesday. Highs lower 80s. 80s again on Thursday with one more push of scattered rain during the day. It'll be breezy, and then check out Friday. Sunny, dry, and not humid. Highs will be about 80 to 85. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington 82, Freehold 83, Pennsville 82. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEE or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long, guaranteed.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.